Says with my pack, hey, Mishnah, hey, I look at Minha on it. Somebody who buys food from a poor person, and the poor person had begged for the food, and you're buying the food that he begged from the Ani. The Chayna Ani Shanasala Prusas Pa Opilche Debela. And so too, an Ani who was begging for his food, and he was given pieces of bread from a number of different people, or pieces of pressed figs from a number of different people. And the Ani wants to take Maisa from the food that he begged, or the person who bought the food from the Ani wants to take Maisa from that food. Maaser Mikol Echad Be'echad. You have to take off Maisa separately from each piece of food. You can't take off Maisa from one piece of food to pass to the other. As maybe some of the food was given to you by somebody who had taken off Maisa, while other foods were given by other people who didn't take off Maisa. And if you take off Maisa from one food to pass to the other, maybe you're taking off Maisa for something that's chayv in Maisa, the patra of something that's patra in Maisa, or vice versa. Maybe you're taking off Maisa for something that's patra in Maisa, the patra of something that's chayv in Maisa, since the food comes from a number of different people. So therefore, you have to take off Maisa separately from each individual food. Ubitmarim, ubigraigrais, bailovinaito. But if the food that the Ani begged was dates or figs, in such a case, he doesn't have to take off Maisa separately from each one. Instead, he can mix it all together and take off Maisa from the entire mixture. This is called Bila. When you mix it together, it's called Bila. And we assume that it was mixed together very well, and when you take off the Maisa, that Maisa will represent equally the part that's Chayv in Maisa and the part that's Pater Maisa. We assume when you take off Maisa from the entire mixture, the part that's chayv in Maisa and the part that's patur Maisa will be represented equally in the Maisa that you took off. Now, even though normally we only say yesh bila by liquid, only when you have liquid do we say when we mix them together, they mix very, very well. And that way, when you take off Maisa, we're assuming the Maisa that you took off has in that Maisa equally from the part that's chayv in Maisa and the part that's patur Maisa. But by solids, we don't say yesh bila. Even by soft solids such as dates and figs. But Dmai, anyway, is only a chumrah d'rabbanan. Most Ami arts do take off Maisa from the food that they give out to an Ani or that they sell. And it's only a stringency d'rabbanan that we say that you have to take off Maisa from Dmai. So therefore, the Rabbanan took a lenient approach and they said by soft foods such as dates and figs, even though the food came from a number of different people, and maybe some people took off Maisa and some people did not, we allow you to mix the entire thing together and to take off Maisa from the entire mixture, and we're going to assume that the Maisa that you took off has in it equally from the part that's chayv in Maisa and the part that's patur in Maisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai Bizman Shematana Maru. Rabbi Yehuda said, when do we say that we allow you to mix all the dates and figs together and to take off Maisa from the mixture? That's only if you receive large gifts. Meaning to say, when the Ani receives handouts, each person gave him an equal amount. And since each person gave him an equal amount, we're going to assume that when you take off Maisa from the mixture, you're taking off Maisa equally from the part that's Chayv in Maisa and the part that's Patur in Maisa. Avo Bizman Shematana Mu'etes Ma'aser Mikol Echad Be'echad. But if you did not receive equal amount from the people you begged from, some of the matanos were smaller than the other, some people gave you less, and some people gave you more, in such a case, we don't allow you to mix it together and to take off Maisa from the entire mixture. You would have to take off Maisa separately from each piece of food, as we only say yesh bila. We only say that you're allowed to mix it together and take off Maisa from the mixture when each person gave you an identical amount. Somebody buys grain from a wholesaler. The wholesaler sells the grain in large amounts, so therefore he doesn't take off Maisa from the Gmat. The buyer has to take off the Maisa like we had previously. And the wholesaler doesn't buy all of his grain from one person. He buys his grain from a number of different people. The Chazar Balakach Mimenushni. And after you bought grain from the wholesaler, he went back on the same day and bought more grain from it. Lo yaser mizal zeh. You can't take off Maisa from the grain you bought the first time, the part of the grain you bought the second time, or vice versa. You can't take off Maasef from the grain you bought the second time, the pata of the grain that you bought the first time, as maybe the grain you bought the first time was grain that came from one Amaret, while the grain you bought the second time came from a different Amaret, and maybe one Amaret took off Maasef and the other one did not, so you can't take off Maasef from one onto the other. Even if the grain you bought the second time came from the same sook, it came from the same utensil of the grain you bought the first time, even so, we don't assume that that grain came originally from the same Amaret. Even if the grain you bought the second time was the same type of grain you bought the first time, again, we're not going to assume that the grain you bought the second time came from the same Amaret of the grain that you bought the first time. Instead, we have to be afraid that the grain you bought the second time originally came from a different Amaret than the grain you bought the first time, and maybe one of them took off Maasef and the other one did not, so you have to take off Maasef separately from each time you bought the grain. Ne'eman hasiton lomar mishal echadhen. But if the wholesaler tells you that the grain you bought the second time came from the same Amaret of the grain you bought the first time, he would be believed. We can believe him to tell us that, and if he does tell us that, then you would be allowed to take off Maasef from one to Pater.